The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey there, BTN News lovers. Welcome to your Valentine's Day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is, yes, the 14th of February, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. All right, first story on our agenda on this day of love. All right, I'll stop it already. Is the BBC and Google? Yes, these two are actually going to team up. What are they going to do? Well, they're going to take you under the sea. Yes, the pair have launched what's called the BBC Earth Life in VR app. It will illustrate the underwater ecosystem on Daydream View headsets and compatible phones, of course. It's going to let you explore environments, say, like the kelp forests or deep sea trenches, or even say, holy crap, there's a big large whale. Oh yeah, you could just watch Planet Earth 2 in HD and be just as happy. But Google and BBC are betting on that, yeah, you're going to like this better in VR. Well, from VR, we go to AR. Taking the big magic leap. Yeah, you see what I did there? Yeah, magic leap. They're the ones that are making a whole bunch of these headsets. In fact, they're planning multiple editions of them so they can hit every price point of the market. Which I'm not really sure what that market is, because the cheapest they're saying right now will cost as much as a high-end mobile phone or, say, a high-end tablet. Yeah, not exactly cheap, no. But it is better than what we've heard before with the Magic Leap one. They were going to be about $1,500 to $2,000. So yeah, that's about cutting it in half. However, though, if you're an NBA fan, you may want to take advantage of this, because Magic Leap announced yesterday they have partnered with the NBA and apparently are going to be bringing exclusive NBA content. And as of now, that's pretty much it for Magic Leap. You know, that's what they keep doing. They kind of keep trickling and trickling and trickling all these little details out. Be nice if one of those little trickles will finally be able, we can go buy one. Verizon customers in the U.S., this kind of concern you. You might remember, they've been one of the best carriers out there to sell unlocked smartphones. In fact, every major smartphone they carry, yeah, it's unlocked out of the box. But not for much longer. Yes, this new policy is to start rolling out come this spring in the U.S. Apparently, Verizon will lock phones initially. Then they'll unlock them once customers finish the activation process. As you probably guessed, this all has to do with theft. You see, they've been having a lot of problems with people coming in and just kind of get the smartphone and they leave the store, and what do you know, they can just go and use the phone as is because it's already unlocked. Now, I know it initially, so they say, it doesn't seem so bad. Well, that's for now. We don't really know how long the wait times are going to be for waiting for activation. Could be hours, could be weeks. Something that Verizon said they'll iron out before they start doing this come March or April of this year. And finally, you know, it's one thing to be charging your phone, look over, and it exploded. Kind of freaks you out. But this here would downright terrify you. Apparently, a man in Florida was sitting there jamming out on, you probably guessed, an Apple AirPod. Apparently, he was jamming so much, things just exploded right in his ears. Now, no, it wasn't that big of an explosion. In fact, actually, they just started smoking. So he thought, holy crap, this doesn't look right, and took him out. And apparently, after that, was going around this gym facility. That's where he's jamming out at. I guess, apparently, he thought maybe there was an Apple Genius bar somewhere around there. Anyways, apparently, after he put these things down, got them out of his ears, and he had a whole frenzy going on. He found out the things had actually charred, so I guess they did kind of explode. At least burn pretty good. Unfortunately, right now, there's no word of what could have caused this AirPod explosion. And of course, Apple isn't commenting right now. So in the meantime, if you are using your AirPods, you might want to keep a mirror in front of you. You know, so you can keep an eye on them. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our website for the podcast, blog, and reviews all over there, all powered by the lovely folks over there, uk2.net. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back on Friday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over, well, the next 48 hours. But until then, doing a little love snuggling, all right, yeah. Have yourself a great day, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.